Niggas ready. Y'all niggas ready? We live.
I said, Stun, are we live?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So white, it be like, I hate my mom. The coke so white, like, I hate my mom. The coke so white, it don't need a job. The coke so white, hit on the knowledge, fight privilege. The coke so white, it never ate chitlins. The coke so white, do blue collar crime. The coke so white, it eat avocado toast in the morning. What the fuck? The coke so goddamn white, I don't know what the fuck that is. The coke so goddamn white, it protests with his kids. The coke so white, like Ella DeGeneres. The coke so white, it just went for a hike. The coke so white, it used gentrification. The coke so white, right, like Eugene Oregon. The coke so white, it got perfect credit. The coke so white, it for every election. The coke so white, it be like, don't talk to me until I have my coffee. The coke so white, it just turns.
The avocado toast one was spot on, though.
Yeah, welcome to the greatest podcast of all time that is absolutely about nothing. This is episode 160 of Yep, Another Podcast.
Boy, if you don't get...
Because I said no name ring loud.
That was great.
Don't name ring out of your mouth. I don't give a fuck who don't like it, nigga. I told you, if you want the title, you got to come take it. You can't hate it away.
Boy, if you don't get...
Yo, I really forgot I had that joke.
That's funny as shit. That was great.
You might
I like
that in the intro, bro. Is that joke funny
all
as shit?
All the drops that you got, bro.
I like that.
We can go through these drops. I'll put all of them right
we
now.
We never did the labels. I ain't shit, but someday.
Well, the harder part about the labels, I can switch them into multiple things. I can switch them into 8 different sets of things. So right now I have 4 different.
You got
sets.
Way too many buttons in front of
so
you.
So all together,
way too many buttons.
To have no
way
labels.
Way too many options.
Too many buttons that have no 16 labels.
16 times 3.
That's what I'm saying. 30, yeah. Way too much.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't get that left foot.
Yeah, he didn't get that left foot.
But all right, y'all want to go through the buttons right now? We can go through the buttons.
Go through it, but that drop funny as shit.
That drop is funny as shit.
Boo, you stink!
Number 1.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
He said he was gay, so what?
The top is so much better than the bottom.
Me no want no MAGA gal. Me want them gal thick and firm up.
Somebody suck that baby's dick! Somebody suck that baby's dick!
I will never not
somebody
see
somebody suck that baby's dick.
No,
why was
he yelling
that, bro?
There's more.
Why was he yelling that shit?
What was happening?
He was at an after party.
Like, what was fucking...
You ready?
Funky dog head, bitch.
I forgot about that one.
Go on. Is this a regular?
Definitely concerns me a little bit, you know what I mean? But, you know, I packed that thing too, so he come around this way, you will get clapped.
Boy, if you don't get...
Really, nigga?
I'm not a gay spologist.
I didn't understand.
That's only the first set of 16
bucks. Usher was my friend.
I use these on a day-to-day basis.
And then this
is crazy.
And then it goes here.
Shut the fuck up!
Who the fuck threw that motherfucker? Busted ass goddamn Adidas.
You got problems. You need to get straight.
Y'all get ate out.
Niggas don't ever repeat. Everyone says, y'all get ate out.
Y'all get ate out?
My pussy hurt.
This is a sick Negro.
How do you remember? I don't even know how
when
you remember.
When does that crack come into play?
I forgot I had this one. When does that crack come into play?
Hey, yo.
Anthony needed that a lot of times.
Bing bong. What do you want to tell Joe Biden right now?
What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
You mad because I said no name ring louder than mine? That's what tipped you off, bitch. It's the truth, Dwayne. It's the truth, Dwayne. Don't no name ring louder than mine. I don't give a fuck who don't like it.
The next one is definitely cry long applause.
If you want the title, you got to come take it. You can't hate it away.
Congratulations!
Oh, I'm gonna use that one.
You gotta
today.
Add one more. You want
oh,
from
no, no,
me.
No. I'm using that today. You got a topic for me.
No, sir! Not me!
And then.
Like sexual?
And then it goes to this era of buttons.
Lord Jesus.
Hide the money, y'all! There's poor people around! With your broke ass.
There's a lot of buttons.
Who are these niggas? We need to stay away from these niggas.
Tommy.
Nigger! Stop!
Nigga! Listen! That's called motherfucking bars, nigga!
Fucking play.
You know nothing about that!
Well, you throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm gonna take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
Tough for me to say some of this shit. I sound like a hater, but I don't care.
Accusations!
These are not accusations. This is false accusations.
The ones I use a lot more.
Okay. That shit was ass.
I ain't never been with.
He don't give an F about nothing.
You're just a dirty, horny sex man like all the others. Nasty man. You're nasty bad man.
Is that what he calls you?
No.
Is that what he calls you?
Is that what he calls you? No.
You's a freaky ass nigga.
Wouldn't let that shit happen to me, though.
Sir, is that he's gay.
Gay, gay, gay. Monkey boy.
You.
This is the last edition. So.
He lied. Y'all niggas worship him.
Nigga, move with that positive shit. Oh, shit. Nigga, move. I don't care about what you're talking about.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
What a way to end it. I know that's right.
I know that's right.
But now that y'all niggas heard all the buttons, how are y'all niggas doing today, man? Happy to see y'all. I don't know why. I feel like a great mood today.
That's good.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
We don't
give
a fuck about your good ass mood.
Damn.
Nigga, move with that positive shit.
That's why I said it. That's exactly why I said it.
Happy ass nigga.
He said, we don't give a fuck about happy your happy jolly ass mood. God damn. God damn, Marlo, you okay?
Nigga, I'm great.
Okay.
You know
what? I come in like that. Nigga, fuck you, nigga. With all this shit like that. It's like, damn, Brandon, why you hating on me?
Harley, like, damn, nigga, you woke up on the right side of the bed.
Harley, sometimes you gotta be like,
niggas, yo! Y'all are out of fucking pocket. Y'all are out of pocket.
Yo.
Chill out, yo. For those who don't watch the YouTube.
No, don't say this.
Man's is crazy.
I'm gonna tell you, like Harley about to say, you in order to know why we are laughing at certain parts of this, you're going to have to watch the YouTube video. And you'll only be, we never gonna explain this joke, but it will happen
multiple times.
It may happen throughout the whole podcast.
Just know that niggas be drawn.
Niggas be drawing and niggas.
Niggas is so crazy.
Niggas is really outside being kumsi kumsa, okay?
Kumsi kumsa. Oh,
there is that he's gay.
Gay, gay!
Speaking of kumsi kumsa, remember what we was talking about what stuff said?
Oh, Sean. You've been missing. I've been with Harley and Connie all week. You've been missing some funny shit.
Dog. Sean. This nigga Brandon.
I should 8 Mile myself right now. Just say what.
Like,
Brandon,
what
say what
the
you
fuck?
Said.
All right, so,
Brandon need to be arrested.
So
I know it.
Oh, no. No, I do not.
I know it. He need to be put
Sean,
under the jail.
The way, that one,
right?
All right. So yeah, what do you think about happen, Sean? So, you know how, like, I said, dick not dicking, right?
Yeah, pause. Dick not dicking. Pause. Sorry.
Wait, go to my pause button real quick. Oh, my God.
He said it was gay. So what?
No, this
shit
just started acting dumb. Oh, shit. What the fuck?
I'm not a gay spologist.
All right.
There we go.
Hit my pause button real quick. I said the dick not dicking shit. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm talking about the dick not dicking. I'm talking for the bitches, not me. And I stopped for a second. I said, wait, pause. That's crazy. Because it sounded like I was saying the dick not dick. Nah, it's not a problem for me.
I see.
Nah, he ain't say it in the context of our conversation. So basically,
right.
I edited the clip and said to leave.
So let me, I watched the clip before he posted it. And I was like, bro, I'm be honest, like, I can't get over that dick not dicking shit that you said. Bro, that shit was really crazy. That shit was really crazy how you said that. And you were just like, nah, it's for the funny, it's for the jokes, blah. He was like, damn, I was accidentally gay though. And I'm like, damn, you kind of was accidentally
gay, so
gay real quick. Yeah. And he was like, man, I said the dick not dicking for the bitches, not for me. And then he was just like, whoa, pause. And then I was like, wait, nigga, what'd you say?
Which he was taken aback again.
Nigga, I became accidentally gay again. That again. I became so accidentally gay.
I was like, nigga, back to back.
I was like, nigga, again?
I couldn't un-gay the situation.
He started side-eyeing you immediately.
You just made that shit way worse. Like
niggas in there like, yo.
It's like, how you make that comment gayer?
Like, what you trying to say, bro?
Right. Like, you try to correct it, but you still ended up sounding accidentally gay.
Became accidentally gay.
Damn,
accidentally
that's
gay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was hilarious, but hey, man.
Good times, though. It's cool.
That shit was funny.
That joint was funny as shit.
They told me you was wild, but it's cool, though.
What, that we was wild?
They said you was wild for saying
something
that.
Else I said
who said you was wild?
On Twitter. They said your man's is wild.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm hilarious. Yeah. Wildly funny.
Yes, actually.
He out here making the people ha ha.
Yeah, it was a
Kiki.
How was y'all? Y'all week? How was y'all? What's going on with y'all?
Had a good week. Definitely had a good week.
I had a great week. I feel like.
Yeah, I had a pretty good week myself. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Work went by really quick.
It did.
It did.
Me and Stunt, per usual, making the people laugh outside.
We did a double time. On Wednesday.
Yeah, we did two
open mics. First open mic, it was filled.
Definitely filled up.
Like it was like I was like, oh, perfect time. I did a whole set of new jokes. I did like one joke that was old, and I was like, all right, a whole set of new jokes.
That's some real funny ass.
Damn, that's good.
And then went to the next open mic, did another set of new jokes. Let me tell you, second open mic, it was all white women and one black girl. And one white guy was like this the whole time.
He ain't never laughed.
That nigga ain't one bunch for stuff for nothing.
He never laughed.
He laughed at my joke.
He laughed at her like this.
He got a chuckle out of the nigga.
No, the crazy part. So like, when you making certain jokes and shit, you like look around the room, especially when you can see the people. You be looking around the room like, all right, am I going to hear a laugh? At least I can see a laugh. I know I get a reaction somewhere.
You see a little laugh. You know what
I'm saying? Bro, it was that nigga was directly in the front, not even doing a little bit of laugh.
He probably the nigga that go there just how he put pressure on the comedians and shit.
Bro,
make me laugh. Tell me your best joke,
make
sir.
Make me laugh, nigga.
Give me your best shot.
He's the tough crowd.
He's the tough crowd.
And it's worse because Bull had a big ass head, so like you couldn't miss him. Nah. Bull had.
You should have just started cracking jokes at him then directly.
Nigga, he had a head like what's it called?
Megamind.
No, he had a head. Megamind. He had a
Harris
head,
Hilton son.
Like Nicky Hilton's son. That baby head big as shit.
Head was on Jimmy Neutron.
That coochie was stretched. That head is crazy.
You gotta see the baby head, yo.
That head is Megamind.
Megamind.
Niggas on some Caillou shit.
Nigga, Caillou ain't got shit on that nigga.
No, real shit. He got a normal ass head. This baby don't.
What? Y'all should have chopped on that nigga.
Nigga,
that
the crazy
shit
part,
don't look right.
Y'all should have chopped on his cranium.
He not even a year old.
I mean, he
laughed
at my joke. Though.
Yo,
that's
that part.
I didn't think he was gonna be like that. Was the
leave? He got. No. Like it was really like.
Like his head was on like last button on a snapback type bit.
It didn't match his body, yo.
Nah, he didn't grow into his head.
Damn, as a grown man, you could have just.
No, he had a neck. His head was real big.
Oh, God.
And he had glasses on too. He had small little glasses on too.
So he like killed that nigga. He like pops from regular show.
That's out of pocket.
Yes.
That's out of pocket.
Yes.
That's out of pocket.
But Bullhead was real big. But like, it wasn't. Like, and the crazy part is, I didn't know if he was like a comedian. Because like, a lot, like we said last time, a lot of comedians don't laugh at jokes. They'll like tell you later you're funny. But like, people would tell me like, yo, you did a real good job. You real funny, da-da-da. And I was in my head like, I didn't feel funny because y'all niggas don't laugh. And then someone was like, yeah, I'm going to be honest. It was like a whole night of like, they were like with a whole bunch of comedians for like 3 hours before y'all. I was like, so basically what y'all saying, the niggas sucked the funny out the room and we came after.
Niggas just laughed out.
Damn.
All laughed out. I said, I'm gonna give me a chuckle now. Fuck you talking about.
Laughed up.
The only people laughing was like the one side, but it was like the black girl in the back and all the white girls in the front was like, we don't get it. That's how they face
nah,
it.
Nah, we don't get it.
That's how they face it. Like, we don't get it.
We don't get it, but we're gonna laugh anyway. He
think. Harley one joke was perfect because like those white people definitely saying like, yeah.
Yes.
He had the most relatable joke to that situation.
That's why I said it. I was like, you gotta relate to your girl. Y'all white women, y'all know y'all say nigga.
And one joke
that is funny. As
one
shit,
joke I wrote on the way to there. So like I was like, yo, I got a new joke. I told Harley the joke in the car, when I got out the car. He's like, no, that's funny as shit. I was like, yeah, I was like, I just thought of this. I'm gonna try it out. And, yeah,
gotta do
it. I got a little bit of laughs. Wasn't enough for me.
And like some laughs is better than none. See what I'm saying? But good shit.
Great time.
That is true though.
It was a good time. We had some fun.
It was really fun. A funny ass.
They do be saying nigga.
And that's why that's what my joke is. My joke is basically about how niggas, we have our white era and shit. Like, you know how, like, you know, me, I used to dress with the cardigans, I had the Sperry's with the no socks. You feel me? You know, I was watching
Dawson's Creek. Oh, he was a no socks Sperry nigga.
That's yeah, how I saw it. I saw it.
Yeah,
that's how I saw it. I was like, if y'all rocking it like that,
yeah. Definitely was.
Believe, niggas don't be believing me when I be telling them I was like, I was like first to a lot of this shit. When I told niggas one day, I was like, yeah, I was the first thing out here wearing the shorts above the knee.
Stunt was a shorts.
The Hoochie Daddy. He was the first Hoochie Daddy.
I was the original Hoochie
Daddy.
He's
the original OG Hoochie Daddy.
And I was the original Hoochie Daddy, and I was the original nigga wearing skinny jeans.
Khaki shorts above you the knees, original nigga wearing Sperry's, no socks.
Listen.
White tee tucked in the fucking
dressing
pants.
Like the white people, the white boys.
I didn't type my white
It wasn't tee. Like.
Yeah, you did.
I
never
it
did
wasn't like the white t-shirt.
I promise
like,
you. I've
that's
never,
how they dress with the shorts.
I don't even talk about shirts and now.
I fuck with it.
I hate it.
And the thing is, like, I was wearing the Sperry, like, it was like the, it's not like the, you know, the, like the, like the sneaker bottom. It was like the loafer, like the real
thing.
Oh, yeah,
the loafer joint.
That's the best one to wear. I was down with the sneaker bottom ones.
I was,
The sneaker bottom ones is giving broke.
Wow.
I was outside with the no sock.
You gotta wear the ones where you be like,
hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
Damn, I miss my parents.
What's your broke ass?
I got a pair of Jones upstairs, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I had a white pair, yo. Them Jones was clean as shit. But then
this nigga had the pops from what's it called? the pops from Wayne
Brothers.
Yo,
nigga had new shoes.
But back in the day, I was the original nigga in school wearing like skinny jeans and shit. Niggas like, yo, you wearing these tight ass jeans. I waited a little bit because I was also one of the first niggas skating. And niggas used to make fun of me, but oh, these Tony Hawker ass niggas. And then guess what? A year later,
niggas
I saw
was skating.
Everybody on a skateboard. I was like, oh, how convenient.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about something. You a jerk. I know.
It's the same way when Drake came out, and I was like, I was telling niggas, like, yo, this nigga Drake, like, that nigga hot. Like, y'all should listen to him. Niggas be like, nah, we good. Then one day, niggas walked to me like, yo, you heard this nigga Drake got the song Best I Ever Had? I was like, I've been telling you listen to this nigga for a year and a half.
Now you want to say he hot.
It'd be funny and shit when niggas be coming to tell you some shit, like, it's a new discovery. You'd be like, I fucking hate you. I know I told you about it. Same thing with Childish Gambino. Nigga came out 3005. Nigga like, yo, you hear that 3005 nigga Childish Gambino? I was like, I've been telling y'all for niggas for 3 years this nigga was
this nigga you was probably hot. Got the text saved somewhere too, don't you?
He probably do. He probably do. He was trying to send niggas cultist and shit like that. So nigga, I ain't trying to listen to this nigga.
So I got receipts, nigga.
Nigga, I was listening to Childish Gambino before.
You talking about the nigga? You talking about that goofy nigga on the TV? I'm not trying to listen to that nigga rap.
Now they like, yo, this nigga hot, yo. You see, I'm like,
that's how I feel about anime. With certain niggas hit me up, was like, yo, bro, man, you be watching this shit, bro? Like, yo, man, that fucking Hero Academy shit. I'm like, nigga, I've been trying to tell you about anime for years. You know what? I have a rant about anime for y'all niggas. I was thinking about this in the shower. Pause. So, for y'all niggas who out here watching the anime right now, right?
He said he was gay. So what?
Pause. It wasn't even a pause.
It just felt like one after that.
I'm doing everything in my power to make sure this nigga don't get me. Okay.
So you're not accidentally gay.
Exactly.
Like sexual?
Anyway, anime. So, for the niggas who's out here watching anime right now, right? I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all realize what good TV or good television is. Beautiful. Great. Understandable. But I really do miss the days when niggas was getting bullied for watching anime because I felt like we was a secret society. Granted, I was a cool-ass nigga, so like you couldn't make fun of me because I loved anime. I give a fuck. But some of y'all niggas who's watching it now, y'all clown like the old-school anime, and I don't like that. I don't. because obviously it had to grow. You know what I'm saying? Y'all watching the hot shit now because of the CGI and shit like that. Mm-hmm. You're not appreciative of the 90s and early 2000s anime when niggas was out here drawing that shit with two fingers and a pencil. You know what I'm saying? Some of these fight scenes was fire, and this nigga's out here doing this shit by hand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the niggas who out here saying like, man, I wasn't watching that anime shit, blah, blah, blah. Yes, you was. You was out here watching Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Beyblade, and Avatar. So I don't want to hear that shit.
That's fake.
I don't want to hear that shit. Y'all niggas was watching anime back then. Y'all should have been bullied too. All right? Because the niggas who's out here running like Naruto in the hallways, they was out here getting to class in 1 minute.
Yo, I'm my nigga Quincy.
My nigga Quincy. Shout out my nigga Quincy, man.
Them niggas was never late to class.
Every time he got off the bus, he would run like Naruto straight to the crib, yo.
You know what I'm saying? I was always asking them niggas like, yo, you trying to run track?
I'm like, does that help you run faster? I should try it.
I just want to see it.
This whole shit with Harley the version of this.
Definitely concerns me a little bit. You know what I mean? But he come around this way. You will get caught.
Last time again.
Damn.
Oh, damn. Man.
Do I want to stop? Not really. But I feel like I might have to.
We got to keep it going.
Let's keep it moving.
Oh, it's really doing that.
I think it's this. Hold on. Oh, it's not coming through on. It. All right. Yeah, it's not coming through on here. Damn it. This is early. I can stop it for 2 seconds.
All right. Let's stop it real quick.
All right. Yeah, pause.
Oh, brother. Here we go again. We've done 5 minutes of buttons. One reset. Now let's fucking go, guy. All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so fuck, what was he talking about again? Oh yeah, that this is Harley. This Harley version of this.
Definitely concerns me a little bit, you know what I mean? But you know, I packed that thing too, so he come around this way, you will get caught.
Oh man. But
that's real shit, nigga.
Sean, bitch. What have you been up to? Cause we've been together mostly ever since every day. Last week.
What have you been up to? Well, I've been fucking a lot, and that's been fun, so here we go.
Oh,
like sexual?
Shit. Oh, shit. Getting them cheese clap. Getting them cheese clap. We love this show. Who's out here sucking dick?
All the others.
Blowing ass.
You're not the
guy. Yeah, pussy eight toes and mouths.
You's a freaky ass nigga. You's a freaky ass nigga.
He don't give a F about nothing.
Damn.
Gotta get the balls. Don't forget the balls.
Oh, you are a giving soul.
I'm 30 now, so it's different.
Oh. That's crazy.
Shit.
Happy for you people out here having sex. You out here getting no sex, you just gotta look at her like,
congratulations. This nigga, you gonna have fun today.
I told you I was gonna use it. I had to, I was like, all right, gotta use it, man. Ah, fuck.
Yeah. Having that sexy sex.
I enrolled in school for childhood education.
So, yeah. Wait, what?
We cannot talk about that last thing you put on.
What is this? Let me see.
You cannot. We cannot mention that. I saw what you put.
Brand Wait, new who put it?
Hey, yo.
You can. We cannot say that. I'm sorry, but that cannot be said. Nuts. We can say that off air, but not on.
Oh, the last thing? Oh, man. Yo, I saw this morning. I was sitting here, I was like, oh, I can't wait to hear this.
I thought they was going to say it with like no names. You know.
You put it on there with the name.
Yeah, we have to say the name.
They can't see it.
Don't matter.
Damn. Now I gotta wait.
That shit was hilarious.
Oh, shit. That was funny.
So Sean, since you've been having sex,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of sex, right?
Sex.
Are you trying to lead it to the topic?
Sure.
Because there's a reason why I put that topic down.
Okay.
And I have it saved right here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the funniest guy on the internet decided to randomly say this. Someone asked him if it was on his podcast.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, damn. This nigga too funny for this.
Hold on. Wait, who was the funniest
thing? You'll see.
IGC, he writes, Stephen A., worst day of the week to be horny. Worst day of the week to be horny to me is Sunday night. Because chances are most people got to work Monday morning. And the week hasn't started yet. And a lot of times you want to get, you want to relax, wind down, and enjoy the end of the weekend before you get into the muck and mire, the hustle
fire. Of the week. That is fire.
I mean, I'm assuming you're going to do what you're going to do several times a week. But the worst day to be horny is Sunday. The best day is a Friday and Saturday night. Because Friday and Saturday, she looking to go out in most instances. And if you go out, it's been a wonderful evening, and then you want to close.
Yes, you're ending the night with some
clothes.
That's right.
Close.
Big C.
He's right.
That's only part of it. Because there's another part of it.
I agree.
So, to y'all, what would be the worst day of the week to be horny?
It's definitely Sunday.
Why did he bring that up?
It's definitely Sunday.
It is Sunday. Because I can't think. It's got to be Sunday.
Dirty, horny, it's Sunday.
Sex man, like all the
it's definitely Sunday
nasty
night, yeah.
Man. You're nasty, like, bad man.
Because, like, to me, like, okay, if I'm shooting out here, like, I know I could, you know, possibly figure out which days or whatever. Because, you know, women, they have their days. And, you know, how my schedule is, you know, I can make shit work. Unless, you know, I'm
somebody
doing stand-up.
Somebody is drunk.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody everybody drunk gets during drunk. The weekend.
Exactly. During the weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Let me tell y'all something.
Why that's the best time down? To catch it, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. That joint was crazy.
Why your shit upside down?
We got to stop doing drugs.
I think that's how the commercial is.
I don't like
is.
That.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell y'all something.
That scared me.
Please tell us. Tell
I
us something.
I think that Sunday might be the best day to be horny.
Oh, he said Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Like during the day. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are we speaking about day or time?
Well, no. The question was, what is the worst day of the week? There's 24 hours in a day. Sunday might be the best day. Because, one, if you are not a practicing in religion or anything, you might be a person who's home all day on Sunday. It's the rest of the day, right?
Yeah.
So, one, you have the whole day to get it popping.
Right.
And after you get it popping, they can leave at an early enough time that they can go right back to the crib. The other days, you might be like, damn, like, this person's still here. Or, like, I think the worst day to be horny possibly be a Thursday.
I was going to say Wednesday.
I was going to say Wednesday.
And the reason for Wednesday is, like,
it's the middle of the week.
Bro, it's, like, it's the middle of the week.
You need
like,
to release something in the middle of the week.
It is Monday.
Hump day. You should be fucking on hump day.
You should.
You was. We already know what you were doing.
Humping.
You was a freaky ass nigga.
All week
she said
long.
Yes.
Sean was out here listening to this.
Like Sunday, it's the middle of the week. The week Friday, already started. Saturday. And then like you still got to wait for like the weekend.
Wednesday is.
Niggas might be busy.
It is Wednesday. The reason it's Wednesday and not just because of that is because, right, if it's a Thursday, sometimes you might have like the extended weekend, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So like Thursday night, you might have to go, oh, man, I don't got shit to do later because I got the extended weekend. I got Friday off, right?
Or you might have Thursday.
No, what? Like, if you got the Wednesday through Thursday, then it's cool. You got the whole extended weekend, but it's still so much other stuff that gotta go on. It's like smack middle. Boom.
Pussy in the middle of the week sound fire.
Yes, sounds, but. But you might be horny, just horny.
And it don't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Monday. The reason why I say Monday is because, like, I feel like everybody's busy. You know what I'm saying? Because
the week just started.
The week just started. So, you, like, you know, if you have an important job, you try to get your whole week situated and shit like that. You may not have time or whatever. And, like, sometimes Mondays just be long and, you know, dragged
your
out.
Your work
shit
might
like
be
that.
Prolonged from the weekend to
exactly.
You know what,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Shit Friday, it might come on Monday. Yeah, you know what?
You know, good point. I take back Wednesday. It's actually Thursday. Because.
Why Thursday?
Because.
How about it's every day for me? Every day.
Girl,
for
you
me.
Getting fucked.
Your back has been blown.
She said, we got a walker back there for you.
Damn. I might need to take that home.
Sean's going to start making OnlyFans videos and put gray hair on. She's like, look, grandma sex.
I'm 30. I'm a cougar now.
Getting hit on a walker.
She like, we got to do it.
We got to do it. It's a great idea.
Find Sean under the mature section.
Mature.
Not the mature section.
Stop! Find Sean under the mature section.
Yo.
It's nuts.
Niggas is going crazy today. That niggas.
Like, what? Hey, yo. Not niggas.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I couldn't do it and then say going crazy, so I just say that. Because saying that and doing saying going crazy after that is crazy.
No, that's wild. Yeah, that was wild. That's why I tell you that's to wild. Turn the camera
off. That would have been a button. That would have been a button for sure.
That's a few of them. Yeah. But no, Thursday. Because, yeah,
please explain Thursday.
All right, so Monday through Wednesday, right?
Because it's Thursday.
No, not Thursday. Even at that. Monday okay. through Wednesday. You probably like Thursday. You might be super exhausted from the amount of work you're doing. Because Friday, you know, the weekend's about to start. You kind of amp up for Friday.
Yeah.
Thursday, you're like, oh, I'm so fucked. I gotta still go do this again tomorrow.
Okay.
So yeah, it's like the exhaustion level. You might be horny, but like, I ain't got it in me to fuck. I mean, I don't know what's going to be to me.
I was about to say, you might speak for yourself on that. I was like, listen.
But you ever been so exhausted, you're like, I don't even want to fuck the bitch right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's happened.
And that's I had to force something.
Had to make some shake.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, why you don't want to fuck? Like, what's wrong with you? It's like, what you trying to say? Like, I can't fuck? Listen, I fuck you right now. I just want to go to sleep. I just want to go sleep real quick,
very
please.
Very true. All right. But there's more to the Stephen A thing. Hold on.
Oh, my man Stephen A.
Here's the other one.
Damn, love.
At Celtic Sexual. That's what he wrote. Celtic Sexual.
Think of his name.
At Celtic Sexual is his Twitter handle. Best meal before sex. Okay. First of all, water, no alcohol. I would tell you a salad. You don't want your stomach heavy before you're trying to get down. You understand what I'm saying? Because it'll bring you down and prevent you from getting up to the degree that you want to get up. You feel what I'm saying?
I purposely.
You don't want spicy foods either. Could mess with your stomach. Yeah. You don't want stomach problems when you're trying to get excited.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Yeah. Okay. So I would tell you a nice salad. That's what I would tell you. Could be a little roughage. I know you think it's a little roughage, but you know what the best thing to do? Protein drink.
What?
Protein drink.
But at Celtic Sexual.
Right. I'm going to be honest. The best meal before sex, salad would probably be up there, but you got to start thinking about it. You ever eat a salad, and because it's so much like fiber and roughage in it, you get kind of gassy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you're going to start hitting you going, yes.
Yeah. You might shut on yourself.
You got a little baggy, but like,
oh, shit.
Damn, that's a good catch.
That's a good pass.
Water is definitely the correct answer. And you got to space the time out. Okay. Worst meal before sex? Probably some, probably some wings or something.
I say anything with dairy in it.
You know what? I was going to say ice cream, but I've never eaten ice cream and then went to have sex.
I thought you might say, I've never eaten ice cream, but I'm like, Harley, what do you... I'm about to talk about Harley. Let's have a conversation.
What do you mean?
I'm like, tie to the chair. You're going to try some ice cream today. We got some in the fridge. No more. Go get Wendy's. He's eating all of it today.
Go get Wendy's.
Nah, for real, like,
goddamn, this food came out fast as hell. Like, I told you, nigga.
these are spicy nuggets.
This is what y'all been talking about.
Damn,
this the frosty that y'all been trying to get me to have. Goddamn,
Harley, like, this the part that I waited 45 minutes for. I was wrong.
I'm dead. Nah, but what's y'all best and worst foods, y'all think?
Best food.
The best and worst foods.
To have before sex.
Yeah.
I would say wings are the worst to have before sex. Because like, all right, like remember we had the maple wings?
Yeah.
So imagine I eat them for a second, and my finger just, even if you wash it, you ever wash your hands after you eat something and your hands
still, and it still smell like the shit? Yes,
yo. It'll take like, it's like a day before it can go away. Like,
yeah, bro. It's like when you eat seafood,
I just sit my hands right now like, my hands still smell. Bro, it's like, if you don't ever eat curry chicken before it doing
nothing. Hell no.
Curry be, bro, I remember I had some curry one day, and I was seeing, I wiped my face. I'm like, how is it still on my face?
Curry don't never go away.
Nigga, it be in your nail for 3 weeks.
Should be yellow as hell.
Bro, that shit.
You gotta wear gloves eating some damn curry. Yep.
God damn.
That should just stay you on your clothes forever.
No, no. You know, he's right. That's He's absolutely right.
But wings, I would say wings, especially because like sometimes you might even have, even if you wash your hands, you might have remnants of the spice still in that jar.
Yeah, bro.
It's like, dog, no. Wings.
And a little spicy curry, I mean, you should start rumbling.
I would say any like Italian pasta dish.
No, I'd be fucking off that. You know, bitches be making you the fettuccine alfredo before the jackie.
They
the
bullshit ass alfredo.
That shrimp alfredo. The shrimp and chicken alfredo.
Yeah, you know, bitches be making that alfredo. But you know, once you make the alfredo, she's sucking your dick. It's only
I mean, granted, like, yes, pasta.
Probably like, you know what? Pasta.
No, I mean, like, I would eat pasta, like, for trap meets, I would eat pasta, like, the night before, because then I'll have the energy all day. Like, the next day.
Yeah, that's trap meets, shit
like
that. Before.
Like, you know, that's the night before. If I'm going to go into it, nah, nigga. My stomach, me, I love pasta, so I'm going to eat that shit up. You feel me?
I'm going to eat that shit up.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to eat. I'm going to have two meals. I'll have two meals. You know what I'm saying? So, like, listen. Me stroking, I don't know, but yeah.
Hardly like now we have a morning sex. I mean,
oh yeah, morning sex. Oh yeah, you go get all this dick. I'm slamming down.
He said, morning sex. Ah, bitch, wait till the morning.
Wait till the morning. Watch what happens.
Wait till these carbs kick in.
Right.
Wait till these carbs.
I'm gonna run a marathon in that pussy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna sweat. I'm gonna sweat that pussy out.
Boom! You stink.
Oh, yo, y'all niggas acting crazy, man.
What the
niggas
fuck?
He's acting so crazy.
I can't stop laughing. What the fuck? Nuts. I feel like someone just leaked laughing gas in this room today. We had to stop laughing whole podcast.
This is good. This is going to be good. We're going to have a great day, yo.
Nah, the worst food definitely got to be like, it gotta be like a seafood boil or any type of seafood, yo.
What the fuck?
That's just a bunch of stank, yo.
Think about like, you gonna eat the seafood boil, then I see you like, yo, like this bitch keeps smelling like fucking.
It's like keep smelling like crab, yo. Like god damn, all this garlic and butter and crab and
all this shit, like
and god, shrimp and shit. Shrimp.
Oh, all this hot, your breath smell like hot sauce and shit. Like come
you
on,
you got like yo.
Why you, like,
you shower, that shit don't even work. You still smell like seafood.
You still smell like your hands smell like crab.
Still smell like Cajun brioche again. Shit. Cajun boil.
She gonna eat it and then you gonna be like, god damn, it smell real fishy here. She gonna be like,
yeah, I get ate out.
Yeah.
What?
He said, yeah, I get ate out.
Yeah, I get ate out.
And you gonna try to eat it, but I can't. You smell too much like fish.
It's like, I keep smelling this fish, yo. Keep smelling this crab.
Definitely this crab.
what a terrible thing.
Nah, crazy. Nah, best food gotta be some fruit though. Some
I was gonna say fruit, a nice little fruit salad, nice little fruit. Potassium, bananas, strawberries.
That sounds good.
You know what I mean?
Some berries, yeah. Specifically some berries.
Since we stand in the sex realm of things, let's stay here real quick. So the what's his nigga name? Tristan Thompson. He said,
"That nigga's crazy."
He said, "When he cheats, he feels disgusting the next day."
That nigga is crazy, bro.
Is that his kink? Feeling disgusting?
Niggas is crazy.
Niggas is really crazy.
Yo, you gotta say it again. You gotta do it again.
Niggas is really crazy.
Y'all ain't shit.
Sean, you gotta do it. Y'all say niggas do the body roll.
Do the body roll, Sean.
Niggas is crazy.
Yo, that's how exactly how it was though.
Why
is that how I envision it?
I'm not even gonna lie, I had the quick flashback. I was like, yo, that's exactly how
I envision it to go like that.
Niggas is crazy.
Niggas is crazy. Niggas is crazy. For sure.
Niggas is crazy for that.
This is one of those days I wish Anthony was here.
Oh my God, he have a
fucking ball. Made that shit way funnier, dog.
Because no, I feel like Ant would eat some crazy shit. Right,
I think one day I'm gonna just do a.
Yo, actually, yo, somebody text Ant, ask him what he would eat.
One day, no, what I'm gonna do.
Gonna say pussy. He's gonna be like, listen, I just need to eat the pussy. That's
itself, that is the meal.
Ant
gonna
be like, whatever the fuck meal. I want.
One day, I'm gonna just go on.
Ain't gonna say Popeye.
One day, I'm gonna go to my text messages for Anthony. I'm just gonna start a segment called Text Messages from Anthony.
Oh my God.
Because, bro. Is this? Read this one right here.
This text content is gold, yo. That nigga's hilarious.
Read it out loud. Go ahead. This is a text from Anthony. Anthony texts me his random thoughts every day, and they're hilarious.
This is Tuesday at 11:05 a.m. Actually, let me give you that time.
Not you reading the timestamp. Because
this is crazy. He says randomly, when I'm eating ass, I like to blow into the asshole like it's a balloon.
Hold on. I got it. Can I have the Oscar? Because I need to play this. This real quick, because I gotta play this, because this is exactly what we need for Ant, for him sending that flagrant flagrant text. Not applause.
Wait, stunt. Now that shit remind me. Remember what Ish sent us? Niggas like, who not freaky?
Wait. I'm gonna read that right now. Where is this shit at? You just texted in that group chat too. All right. So niggas, this girl said, "You niggas not nasty enough," and boy said, "I'll suck my cum out your pussy, spit it in your mouth, and make you eat my ass. Who not nasty?"
That's wild.
Even if he was going to do that, why say it out loud?
That's wild.
Who said that?
He had to prove himself and shit.
That's what he said?
His name is EJ Stacks.
That's what he replied to her on Facebook.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Everyone. You know what?
Harley, let me go on Facebook real quick.
Publicly, he said that?
Yeah, horny.
What?
Facebook be shot out, yo.
Facebook is the Wild Wild West. It's been like that for years, but I didn't want to believe it. Because I was like, nigga, it's Facebook. Y'all grown-ass motherfuckers on Facebook. But grown-ass niggas and women. Talking crazy.
Like they
just, in the comment section.
They act the same, just different generations, you know what I mean?
But everyone can see it.
Everybody can see it.
Like, this is... Y'all all need this.
They be doing that shit on TikTok, too.
You in jail. Right away. No trial, no nothing. Right to jail. Right away. Jail. You right to jail. Believe it or not, jail. Also jail.
You know what I need?
That's what y'all need.
I didn't make a clip out of you going to jail now.
You going to jail now. That was the That's shit funny. When that joint dropped.
Listen, when that shit dropped, I remember where I was at. I was in the dining hall back at my UConn days. My man said when he came through, he was like, bro, listen, I know you're trying to be on some funny shit, but this is some funny shit right here. Watch this shit. It was on World Star. He clicks on it. I was like, bus driver beats up who? When I saw that shit, I was in tears for 5 straight minutes. Because that uppercut.
You know what the craziest?
It was the most vicious uppercut I ever seen in my life.
It was the setup, too.
Wasn't it the bus? Nah, it wasn't the bus.
It was just a public transportation bus, though. Because that nigga's uppercut.
That wasn't in Philly.
No, not at all.
Usually things like that happen in Philly. That's why.
I mean, Shorty would have fought back. If it was in Philly, she would have fought back.
Nigga, after that.
She won't fight back. She knocked out.
Nigga, she got hit with a Hadouken.
No, he did. I do get her.
He gave her that. Sure you can.
Nigga, she hit her so hard, I'm pretty sure her shoes came off.
Yo.
Nah, she definitely lifted in the air a little bit.
Because, nigga, this nigga uppercut, his fist hit the ground. Scraped the ground. Lit on fire. Punched her in her chin. I'm just like, yo.
Lit on fire.
This nigga Harley really is the anime, nigga. No, but
they should make an anime out of that.
But yeah, bro, like, how y'all be feeling? How y'all be feeling after cheating?
I don't cheat.
In your past life?
In my past life, I've cheated one time.
Did you feel bad?
No.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna lie. No.
Sean, how you be feeling after cheating?
Amazing.
I'm not gonna say that.
Sean, damn, Sean be like, I cheated.
Congratulations! Oh
But when you be cheating and be like, the nigga be like, oh, bet you fucked another nigga.
Yo.
Yo.
Boy
yo.
Was a cuck, right?
Technically, yes. Yo. That's not cheating then.
Sean was consent. Sean walking in the house like, yo, you got some dick today, nigga, what's up? He be like, oh, for real? He be like, really?
Did you record it?
Not the heavy breathing.
He's like, let me smell you.
Not let me smell you.
You see the panties?
He's like, this guy wear YSL. That nigga's a freak. Freaky frog.
What kind of soap does he use? Is this Irish Spring?
Is this Irish Spring?
Old Spice?
Old Spice
type of guy?
You be like, yo, when we start giving a nigga a hygiene advice, like, yeah, next time he needs to use. he was a flavor condom? You're like, how you know that? He's like, I can just smell it.
I can smell it. Is that raspberry? Nice. This nigga's sick. He used raspberry?
That is nuts.
He's like, when he goes and licks you up, who the fuck used a raspberry condom?
He used the rib Trojan today.
That is crazy.
The rib Trojan is fucking wild.
He's a Trojan with the ripples today, huh?
Yo, a nigga being a condom connoisseur is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
The rib Trojan is crazy. Oh my gosh.
He said he could at least use the fucking icy hot.
You've done this too
fire
many times.
Fire and ice.
You've done this too many times.
It's just funny to me. He's like, yeah, I be feeling bad when I cheat. Okay.
Well, nigga. Stop doing it.
He can't.
He said, I feel disgusted.
Disgusted. No, you don't.
That gotta be one of his kinks.
Nigga, this is your thrill.
I mean, people be feeling disgusted after they masturbate.
That's true.
No, I do not.
And sometimes I do.
No, leave face. Sometimes I do.
You had to stop and think about it for a second.
Because you be in your head like, why I do that, y'all?
It's like,
that's how shit. I feel about certain shorties I fucked. We're like, man, why I do that, man?
But like, but that's why, like, I came up with the masturbate first rule.
What?
You masturbate before you have, like,
had the sex. So you seem like you
actually wanted to have sex.
Well, then, if I do that, why do I go? It's like,
you do it while you're at the crib. Like,
No, that's what I'm saying. No, that's why I don't do it, because it's like, damn, man, like, I don't need this no more.
But like, no. But if I masturbate and I still want to fuck her, I'm like, no, I really want to fuck her.
I'm just horny.
It's like, I'm going to get the horny out, release myself, and the horny gone. If the horny's still there, I got to do it.
I'm a demon. If the horny's still there,
it's
I
like,
am a demon.
I feel like making this drive real quick.
Yeah, that's what the post-nut clarity is super important.
Post-nut clarity is the most realest thing on this planet.
Facts.
I don't care what. You gotta say. Everybody has had it. You've made the mistake. You sat there and was like, fuck.
You should masturbate. Nah, if you have an important meeting, masturbate before a meeting.
That's true.
Clear mind.
That's interesting.
Real big bosses be doing that shit.
I say, yeah, it really de-elevates.
Big bosses be doing that.
Now you know.
Before the meeting.
That sounded crazy. My bad. I wasn't trying to be one of them niggas.
Niggas is crazy.
We gotta take a 2 second there. We were talking about feeling bad when you cheat.
Like I said, I cheated one time in my life. I didn't really feel too bad about it.
Why didn't you feel bad?
Cause like, alright, so
it was before he was a black man, you know. Cause black men don't cheat. But he's a black boy. He cheated. So.
Yes, I was a black boy.
I was about to say this nigga not black.
But real like I had a, I had an ex- I think I had a valid excuse.
Unless you want something, you know.
I had a valid excuse. So basically, what the situation was, when you're in a relationship, and like you know you do the
cute
shit.
One time.
One time, when you're in a relationship, you do the cute shit. Be like, oh man, I love you. Oh, I love you too. I love you. You go back and forth with the cute shit. I remember one day we did it, and she said, she just randomly was like, you know what, Harley? I don't love you as much as you love me.
Ooh, I'm like, oh, damn. You got me fucked up.
What she mean? I'm sorry.
Hold on. What she mean by that?
Bro, I didn't know. Ew. I didn't know.
I didn't love you as much.
Did you love me? Like, hold on. After all this time?
And I'm sitting here, I was like, so, no, it's cool. It's actually funny. I'm sitting here like, so, what, so you, are you lying?
So you, every say, time so you, every time
we
every
like,
time?
Every time we love each other, like, are you lying? She's like, I just don't know.
He like, bitch, you don't love me.
Yeah. I didn't know what to say, so I was like, all right.
You just said it.
Don't play it yet, but I'll tell you when.
So it left me in my thoughts. I was like, damn, right? And then, like, I go back to UConn. I'm just sitting here with this in my head. And then next thing I know, the bitches came outside. And
then you was outside.
I was outside. And next thing I know, one thing led to another. Next thing I know, I'm in the bed with the shorty. And I was doing my best. And you know what's really funny? The movie Pootie Tang was on. So
classic.
We were just talking about that joint yesterday.
We were just talking about
the movie Pootie Tang was
you
on.
You hit it with a tippy tang, tippy tang.
I hit it with that tippy tang, tippy tang. You gonna get some dick today?
Not Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Wrong with him.
All right, Sean Don. Yeah. You
do. Oh well, we my god. Sean D
Don. I don't know. Y'all might as well battle.
But yeah, it just like I said, one thing led to another, and you know what's really fun? Well, not funny. It's kind of fucked up, but in it's the funny. Moment, it's funny. It's funny, funny now. So before the action happened, she had texted me, "Good night, I love you."
She's a motherfucking liar. She's and a lie.
Stand what? On then, what you said,
and then
stand on business.
So, I see it, and I was like, you know what? What are we doing?
I'm fucking this bitch.
I put the phone down. I was what are we doing tonight?
I don't blame him.
That's a crazy story.
That is lie. Though, because how dare you tell me?
Yeah.
So Khalif, talk about your cheating.
What?
Listen, said, what cheating? That was a valid point.
How about
point.
Your cheating? Nigga, we know you. Khalif
never cheated.
I'm just looking at Bray, her face.
Sean, how about your cheating?
I had a valid
when?
When?
Bitches be cheating.
Which one?
Yeah, which time? What year?
What day? What time?
Last week. Sean get the pass because her niggas be cucks.
Oh, you had multiple cucks.
Nah, just one.
Why you make that face? No, there's a whole clip out about her having cucks.
Bree, I swear we got you up to speed.
Oh, no,
I swear
yeah.
We got her up to speed.
Yeah, we did get you.
We got you up to speed on what a cuck was.
Sean.
And we had an episode about Adam 22.
And he being a cuck.
And he a cuck.
A cuckold, a cuck, is a person
they like to watch their,
who, like they, let's say, a partner fuck somebody else.
Yeah.
Like they enjoy you watching that shit.
No, they don't have to watch. Like,
they don't have to watch. Not all the time.
As long as they kind of like know, I guess.
Yeah, they just want to know.
Sometimes they want to watch them.
Yeah.
No. It's not just specific
not
men.
Not really.
There's some cucky women out there.
It is cucky women
but like,
out there.
But most niggas, most women be like a little bit more jealous. So niggas just be, you know, doing the Tristan Thompson thing.
Cheating
and feel disgusted the
next
afterwards.
Instead of just stopping. I don't understand
disgusted.
This.
All right, but Sean, play the clip.
Play the clip.
That nigga hilarious how he just be walking around the Kardashian's crib with his shirt off and shit, all in the pool.
Comfortable,
man. Comfortable as shit.
Press up, yeah.
They did say that.
Yo, pause, because that was crazy.
Why is that playing for you?
Walk like a scoochie good. This nigga strutting in the crib.
Stomach all out, toes.
Stomach all, yeah. Sassy
it's
ass
so
nigga.
Gross. It's so
like
stupid.
That.
I personally, this is my quote, real niggas don't cheat.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
I kind of understand what you mean when you say that.
They do not.
I understand what you mean when you say that.
It's something in us that makes us want to be right.
Yes.
Across.
Because
that's fascinating to me.
It's so gross.
I love this for Jeezy.
Let me tell you something about my nigga Jeezy.
She tried.
I had never seen some of the greatest. This is some of the greatest dirty macking I've ever seen in my whole entire life, bro.
Spring.
This dirty macking is egregious.
I'm here for it.
It's top tier. That's why I'm here.
You know how I knew it wasn't a regular interview and the nigga was dirty macking? When the nigga that was hiding the yams at his auntie house said, "Oh my God, this is so fascinating." You know how many times I've lied and said some shit was fascinating? Bitch, don't shit be fascinating.
Yo.
Never.
Never. I'm with this
nigga. He said, bitch, don't shit be fascinating.
Who the fuck is fascinated by your nigga that cheat? Real niggas don't cheat.
Real niggas don't cheat.
She tried to say at an interview with my brother, Young Jeezy. I'm like,
you know what? The fascinating part came from when she was like, yeah, like I used to date drug dealers my whole life. He said, that's so fascinating. I didn't know that about you. He's like, wow, thank you, me. I'm about to get niggas forget that Jeezy said, if I ever run into Nia Long, I'm right at her.
He like, damn, did you happen to know that I'm Young Jizzle?
Right.
They used to call me the snowman back in my day.
He like, wow.
Do you know what snow means? It means cocaine. That's why you
said, yo, no. No, nothing was crazy. Wipe that young niggas wear the snowman shirts to school.
Nah, that was dicky because I had like three of them.
My cousin couldn't wear them. He had a fire ass hoodie.
They was not supposed to be letting y'all wear.
I was about to say, why are they dicky? Because they just trying to make sure y'all
like
doing drugs.
We was just wearing clothes.
Involved in no drug behavior.
We weren't doing drugs. We was selling them.
Yo, they didn't even let me wear the trap SpongeBob joint where you had all the bling on and shit. They said I can't wear it.
Yo, what the fuck?
Trap
SpongeBob, yo.
Yeah, man, trap SpongeBob. Trap Squidward, you know, trap Tom and Jerry, you know what I'm saying?
They was iced out.
Ghetto Fabulous.
Trap Trick.
I wouldn't let y'all wear that shit either if it's my school.
Why?
Take
Why
that shit off.
That joint, right. had all the bedazzles on it and shit too.
Clearly my parents have money, so why
she
can't
said
I wear
y'all
what I
went
want?
To where y'all went. You heard her. I know where y'all went.
Okay, but guess what? Our school had a lot of niggas in it.
A lot of niggas.
I grew up. I actually on my block. There's not one person that live on my mom block. There's not one white person living on my mom block.
Like, they say not one person. On I was
blah,
like,
blah,
wait,
blah.
So nobody?
My blah, blah. My blah, blah. So nobody blonde in your block, bro?
No, not one nobody. Blonde person. Unless it was a nigga that got some blonde hair.
Blonde?
Well, no, like white person. No white person.
Caucasian.
That live on my mom
blonde,
block.
Blonde? White?
Wait,
Caucasian?
I'll be honest. You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Not one white person.
They probably just don't be outside.
The closest to white
is
because
the
niggas
is outside.
Oh, okay.
That's the closest. And they Mexican. So they I know they not white.
I mean, they Mexican.
I know
they
not white.
If they Mexican, they might not be white.
There's like 30 people in that house.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
They got a van and an Accord.
They do be packing them up.
Van and an Accord.
All right, let's play this real quick. All right.
Wow, niggas got real racist now.
Mm-hmm.
Still a virgin?
I am.
Oh, my God. I love this. This is the most original guest we've ever had on. Mm-hmm. And what are you, 39?
I am.
Oh, my God. That dam is going to break one day, baby. And
baby, let me tell you right now. People were like, oh, you know, Yvonne, I was like, pray for him. Whoever he is, why is he going to break for him? A lot of pent up energy up in here.
Oh my God. And you're going to hit your sexual peak when you start having sex. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're going to need a couple of men probably.
Yvonne went from being a virgin to polyamory.
I'm going to be honest. Being a virgin at 39 is crazy.
What are you
gaining? I respect that she's
What are you gaining?
She's saving herself because the Bible. I respect it.
That nigga ain't going to be shit anyway.
But I'm going to be honest.
Afterwards.
She's had some relationships.
The chances is 50-50 of that nigga being shit.
It don't matter.
So you going to save yourself for an ancient nigga, potentially. Like, might as well get that pussy.
What if the nigga go to try to fuck, and the next thing you know, he's like, damn, this coochie's so ass, and he got to do Tristan Thompson shit.
She don't got no experience at the age of 39.
She might have
a 39 year old
version. She could just be sucking.
What experience she got?
She could be sucking.
Sucking dick.
She can't fuck to save her life.
So she can suck dick.
That's it.
She can just get fucked though.
You know,
she can just get fucked.
Some statements are real wild. She can't fuck to save her life.
What the nigga
do? She's gonna be in a situation where I gotta save my life.
She's not a real fucker.
Let me fuck.
She's not. She's not a real fucker.
Sean said, as a fucker,
as a fucker, I know when a bitch not fucking.
Sean be fucking. Why do you think Sean got hired? Because she be fucking.
I got things to tell y'all. I got things to share. Her, all she got is a good dick suck story.
At least have to be like, what do you mean, Sean? What did I say to you the day I hired you? I said
that I was a hoe.
I said you a hoe.
I know. It's just like.
Khalif be like, show some respect.
Show respect.
I'm like, no. Damn, man.
Say like respectfully. She's a hoe.
I'm a respectful hoe, at least.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's really fucking funny as shit.
I don't know, but yeah, 39.
39 though?
And you haven't busted it wide open. It's like, yeah, you know what?
So you point, are y'all saying she only know how to suck dick good? That's the potential.
No, we don't know that. I'm just saying she might. Because like you really out here not doing.
That's really all she got.
Is that mouth? That's right.
Yeah, that's
all she
got
is that mouth.
Maybe the feet.
She ain't giving up that pussy.
Maybe
she
the feet.
Meme mouth. No.
Maybe the feet.
That meme, meow.
She
that,
might got that butt.
Wait, no. Wait, say it again.
She give me that meme, meow.
Yo, what?
This nigga said meow.
That meme, meow.
That meme, meow.
That's anal count though.
Yeah.
What?
Anal.
Yeah.
Oh, anal. That is.
I mean, if you. Yeah.
I mean, bro, let's be.
Was it
let's,
Mormon?
I guess it depends on this. Like. It depends on like does she just not want penetration?
That see, I start to have questions because you're 30, not like. Yeah. You either got a lot of sex toys or you sucking a lot of dick. You gotta play with your pussy a lot. I'm
nigga,
sorry. That's her, a lot. I'm that's a honest, long
if
time.
If she got a vibrator, her vibrator probably like
that joint burnt out. That joint is burnt out. That joint burnt out. 39. That joint burnt out.
Her vibrator probably. You know when your shit stop charging well, like the batteries be running out, so bad it don't charge.
You
know right, her rose like nigga, stop. Give me a day.
You know when the batteries burst and the acid come out.
Stop. Them joints overheating and shit. Them shits overheating.
She blew that shit out.
She gotta get. She probably gotta get new vibrators often.
Often.
Dude. I would if I was a virgin still.
Well, she just said she was a virgin. She was lying the whole time. She's like, no, I'm a born again virgin. I still want to tell you.
Bruh, stop playing with me. So the whole time that means you're probably a hoe.
I don't like that.
Why are you doing this?
Just, you know what I'm saying? If you don't want niggas to be in your business.
Why you saying like she was a stripper? Why are you doing this?
You don't got to do this.
You ain't got to do this.
You can do so much better.
You could do so much better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just fuck me. Like.
Bust it open.
I ain't gonna tell nobody.
Look,
you still virgin.
I think we need to show more appreciation.
What's her reasoning? What is her reasoning?
Because she's trying to. She religiously. That's why she doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But we also got to remember.
What if she never get
married?
Which is like
respect.
I start having questions though.
Respect if you don't want to do it.
But what if you never get married?
Jesus used to hang out with a prostitute. So he's not going to not accept you because you had sex.
That's very true.
Yeah. It's in the Bible. Mary Magdalene. She was a prostitute.
I ain't waiting.
When the girl, waiting. We know you not waiting.
We know you be fucking.
You gonna leave here and go have some sex?
Nah, I did that this morning, last night.
So,
was you're just a dirty, horny so, sex man.
This
like
morning,
all
or
the
last
other.
Night,
nasty it was like, last night morning.
You're nasty.
So this
bad
morning,
man.
Last night. It was
into
like 12 hours ago.
It's in the morning.
2:08, 2 something you. Right now. 12 hours ago.
Okay.
So I'm already good for right now, but like she's bugging.
Damn, so you might be horny later on Sunday night, which is like the worst time
why
to be
saying,
horny.
Like, what you doing? He still ain't sucking toes.
Chill out.
Show
them toes.
He said, but you might be horny later, so.
Show them toes.
It's like, damn, you got work tomorrow?
He said
it's only 2:37 right now. I mean, that was 12 hours ago.
Well,
you might
like,
be horny later.
Like, you leave like, wow, it looks like the best day of the week to be horny.
Sunday. I said Sunday, right? Yeah.
It's during the day, though.
It's during the day.
Oh, man. But yeah,
she's saving herself.
Hopefully she gets married and he has some sex.
Hopefully she do get married. Because that's salty if you.
I just feel like maybe the time we live in, like, a lot of people aren't just looking to date a virgin. They want to date someone with experience.
Well, of course. Because
you gonna ride this dick, bitch.
Why waste my time?
You gonna ride this dick. You gonna know how to ride it.
Well, sex and everything.
You're gonna know how.
Personality.
You ain't gonna later like a fucking starfish.
We're gonna eventually have sex.
You're not gonna later like a starfish, bitch.
And if you ask at sex, listen, why am I here? I can't be the superstar every fucking night. Sometimes you gotta come in
here. You gotta show up.
Do
you have to show up?
Commercial upside down.
It's the way you're gonna have to teach her a lot of shit.
And I don't want to do all of that.
At 39.
Exactly. Like you don't got no skills.
I gotta teach you.
Huh? I gotta be the point guard, the shooting guard, small.
Every role until you fill in. Until you fill in.
That's not fair.
It's not right.
Fill in something.
That's not fair. I've already won my championship ring. What are you
Why
doing?
Why am I starting over? See, I can't get down with this shit. That's not fair.
She's about to flip the table. You know how she's visibly getting upset.
She about to smack the cup.
I'm getting upset. She needs to marry another virgin. This is the only way this is going
to
work out.
But no. I think she doesn't need to marry another virgin.
She don't need to marry another virgin.
They can start fresh together. It's a new experience for both of them.
Have you ever seen two babies that don't know what they're doing just sitting there next to each other? They'd be sitting there looking at each other the whole time because they don't know how to interact.
Yeah, they'll figure it out eventually.
That's the same shit.
Yeah, they might figure it out.
Some touching, some interaction and stuff.
But like you said,
use your five senses.
Some niggas might like teaching to join that, though.
And that's fine. I'm not one of
them
niggas.
Too old.
This nigga Lisa, like, yes, my 40. He look like that's my bag.
You gonna teach a 40-year-old how to fuck? You gonna teach a 40-year-old how to fuck?
You too old. I'm 29.
Why would I teach you that?
Whoa, what'd you say?
Wait, what did she say?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. Wait, what did you just ask me?
I didn't ask anything.
Why are you saying that?
I don't know. He trying to start shit.
Yeah.
You're throwing too many big words at me.
Okay, now, because I don't understand him, I'm going to take him as disrespect. Watch him out.
I'd be 40 and be a virgin. I had to play that. I felt like it was a
would you?
What?
Teach a 40-year-old how to have sex?
No.
It's like you're the mature one. You're supposed to be experienced.
Who, me?
No, he talking.
But if I'm 40,
if you was 40 and she is 39, would you teach her?
If I'm 40,
I have to really have some connection with you. Has to be so.
It's gotta be a connection.
So I can't say all the way no, beautiful. But
yeah. No.
It's like a no.
But like,
I'm not teaching you shit.
Like we out here sharing stories, like, yeah, like, I remember one time I did it, and she like, yeah. I'm like.
But then it's like, damn, I'm really like 40,
boo!
Taking somebody's virginity.
Tomato.
That's ass.
She don't got no sex story except for a mid dick suck she probably gave somebody.
To you? Huh? Yvonne Orgy.
Listen to her name.
Molly. We talking about Molly.
Her last name is Orgy.
Pussy.
Yes.
And she's a virgin.
I had a joke. That's why I was trying to set
no
up.
Dick in her.
She can't have Yvonne Orgy. How you had the last
Say
name Orgy and never
Yvonne
had no sex?
Orgy. Thank you.
That's what I was trying to set
Cheers
that up.
Cheers to that.
She ain't never had no sex.
Cheers to the Orgy.
Cheers.
And that's the Orgy. She ain't never had no
Not
sex.
Not cheers to the Orgy.
No sex.
That
no
shit
sex.
Don't make sense.
Because now you guys look at it like this.
She got to change her name or get some dick for
one or the other, period. That's the end of it. She has
she got to.
39 and you ain't getting nothing put in you.
Nothing, yo.
Not even a tip.
No
Not
tip.
Just a tip.
No tip.
You ain't getting your butt played with.
All right, guys. Next topic. Why he say that?
No booty head, no nothing.
No booty head.
Shout out to the bitches giving booty head.
Get okay.
Shout out to the bitches giving booty head.
He like it. Booty, like it, I love
booty,
it.
Booty,
if you like
booty,
it, I love this thing,
cheeks.
Honestly.
Don't act like you ever said that you wasn't going, if you were eating nigga ass.
I would. I just didn't do it yet.
Wait, should I put a switch?
I'll let y'all know when I give some booty here. I'll let y'all know when I give
eating
booty
eating his ass.
Eating his ass. She be eating niggas ass.
That's a violent shorty. That's a violent shorty.
That's nuts.
Eating his ass.
That's all right, nuts. All right.
Let's get into this.
Take it to the house.
Tackle him. I need them to lose.
Oh yeah, I forgot my phone.
It's all good.
I was about to say, I'm watching football.
Respect. Yeah.
Dome.
But in this case,
wait. All right. I have two things. I might even skip. I'm not gonna put the Lauryn Hill John, but I'm gonna say Lauryn Hill. You cannot tell people they lucky that you come out.
Yo, I seen that.
That's nuts.
That's
after like, we just seen her this year.
I say I pay all this money and you not gonna show up.
Late.
Respectfully, Lauryn Hill is amazing, but like as somebody who
she
has
privileged.
Fans, like yeah, that's,
you feel like
that's
she privileged
because
I feel like she privileged.
Yeah,
and you also got one
lucky.
Album
that's
like
what,
since.
That's
like,
exactly
chill out,
that's
yo.
What
don't
say,
let
like,
that go to your head. Don't let that go to your head though. You still a legend, but don't let the one album go to your head.
Because you only got one album. Because
it blew up.
She said nobody asked me to make another album. Actually, you're lying because we all ask you once a year.
We all
once a
talk about how great your one album is.
Basically, what I'm thinking.
Great.
What I'm
saying, how you never dropped ever again. So I mean,
I just think like maybe she don't got no more bars.
She do.
She
so why don't we have another album?
And plus, even if you don't, she got writers. Niggas write music for other people
every
all the time.
Day.
That's
very
right,
true.
Fuck.
But she's
but
old school. Though.
She is acting
you know,
privileged
she
though.
Got right
she acting real privileged.
But
that
forget
statement.
Lauryn Hill at the moment.
Okay. It was a privilege statement, yo.
I want to get to this that me and Sean talked about.
What is it?
If I go Lauryn Hill.
I don't want to get your reaction on this, guys, because I really respect y'all opinions.
Oh, thanks, man.
Aw.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave. Young Enrique speaking at A-K-A. She's an alpha, but not around your boy. She get quiet around your boy. Hold on.
A lot of keys in that last bar.
That's not the it's just real crazy, right? That a white man, like,
yo, we just man, talked about
a
this.
A white man making a song
about and whips saying, and chains.
The song doesn't even sound bad. I'm a Jack Harlow hater a lot of times. The song don't sound bad.
It don't sound
it's
bad.
It's the whips and chains.
But first of all, don't disrespect me ever again. I'll fight you right now.
I was in the car.
When I heard the same thing you did. But yeah, Jack Harlow making a song talking, I don't need no whips and chains. What do you mean you don't need no whips and
as
chains?
As a white person?
White man? You don't need no whips. Feel good. It's like, what are you talking about whips and chains
it
for?
It feels flagrant.
And he's like, whip your loving on me.
Whip your loving on me.
In what way?
What
do you mean by that?
Who are you whipping?
What do you mean by that?
Who are you whipping?
With what chains?
Why are you doing this?
In the way he dresses a little.
Like sexual?
No, wrong way.
I was about to say, this nigga got the whole mullet out and shit. I'm like,
yo, PP got a mullet.
Oh, yeah, a mullet?
Yeah.
That he's gay. Gay, gay.
Wait, what do you mean he was dressing gay, gay?
In the video.
He was dressing gay in the video.
In the music video for it.
I was a gay. Like, what was gay about it?
You just have to see it.
He got mullet.
So he got mullet.
That nigga got mullet.
What is it for? I don't know
how he woke up and got a mullet.
He had like a red tank top on.
Sleeveless.
Like just beater.
What's the song called?
Whips and Chains.
No, it's not called that.
Oh, it's called Whips and Chains.
No, it's not called that. Is it really?
It's called I'm Appropriating Black Culture.
It's not called that. Yo, what is it called?
It's called The Song About Niggas.
I'm not listening to him. Find that shit because it's not called that.
It's called I Love
New?
Drake.
Is it called Loving On Me?
It's called I Love Drake. You know, Drake was saying, a whips and whipped you and chained you like American slaves.
That's where he got it from?
It is called Loving On Me, but like, it's when I was searching when I was searching it, it does it say Jack Harlow whips and chains.
Oh, no. It's not going to end well.
That's the shit that come up. And it, look.
It's not going to end well.
I don't like no whips and chains. Yeah.
Another term would have worked.
It came out Friday, it didn't come up right away, so I don't care.
But look. I'm going to get another new music first.
So I'm going to try it. Yeah.
Because some other shit came out.
Some hot shit.
Hold on. Let me know, some
nigga shit came out. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that we
said, hold your horses. Megan Ross. Yeah.
Megan Ross.
I can't stop listening to that shit, dog.
And that shit dropped. I was like, I'm happy.
I was. To be honest with you, I thought it was gonna be a short joint too.
It's not that long of an album, but.
But like the amount, I'm talking about amount of songs, I thought it was gonna do like maybe 10.
Fuck love, I don't need it. Give you my heart, don't bleed it. And that shit you pulled that time, we ain't gonna talk on either. I'm super loyal, you niggas cross me, I go off on people. And you wonder why I don't call on people. Nah, no, for real. Hold on my dead body. Ain't just fuck you, it's fuck everybody.
I will say this, nigga.
Talk behind my back, I feel no way about it. Hurt me worse than when I
do. Nigga, I don't care about
it. No talking to them hoes, and I'm aware about it.
The worry should be hot though.
Yeah. Did you hit a bar in this album where Meek was like, "Yeah, my youngin just killed my other youngin. I'm in a tricky spot." I was gonna say, "It's not really that tricky. You stop fucking with the one that's killing." What?
That's wild. I gotta listen to this though.
I will say it's a pretty good album. You know who really went crazy on this album, and nobody gonna really believe me.
Fab.
Oh well, Fab did a great job, but no.
I thought Fab was like.
You talking about
or Dame Dolla? I'm a side on another case.
Me
box spring. Are you dead? Bitch. Oh, you not
talking to chop.
On my shoulder praying when I started getting ready.
They never thought I'd go this far. Just from a penny.
Who? Shaq?
Dame.
No, Dame.
Shaq went crazy on this joint.
No.
When it's for the unity, that's when I drill. They love me out in Philly like I roll with Meek. Huh? They treat me like I'm Ricky when I'm on the beach. Huh? Trying to sack another Philly, now it's on the reach. DDM, I get the same.
Then I talking that big money shit on this joint.
Big money
shit. Big money shit.
Nigga, Shaq got a platinum.
Shaq got a platinum album.
Shaq got a platinum album.
Wait a fucking minute.
Shaquille O'Neal has a platinum album and he got Biggie on the album.
Yeah. I said, yeah, he got Biggie.
Wait a minute. Was that him just now?
That was Shaquille O'Neal.
Everybody, just go backwards a little bit. Because that sounded like Rick Ross.
Nigga, Shaq started rapping in 1996.
Why do all basketball players rap? What is this about?
Bad like 20-something. Throwing round, flying spurs like when I bully Duncan. Yeah. Get a song with Big Boss. Everybody get to eat, that's when I want to call. Double sipping champagne, I own it myself. You niggas gotta learn, I own you some wealth.
Oh, man. Too much money and power. Walk up in the spot, a bunch of steppers. We talking to chop. Too much money and power. Oh, man.
While I sit on my throne, I reminisce on how long I've been in my zone. I find them and remind them, cause y'all to kinda forget how I kept the show on the road all the time, but I got my ticks. I did it my way and it got me rich. Not only do I got the plays, I got the hits. You on the sideline, your time was warming the bench. I am a landmine, I was all in the trench, bitch. Talking like 100-something, at like 20-something. Throwing round, flying spurs like when I bullied Duncan. Hit a song with Biggie, it was all a dream. So it's ballin' till I made it, now we on the team. Label me the status, they know it's Shaquille. Spent the evening in the palace, cost a richer meal. Crossed so many seasons back, I caught a fisher's deal. I fly over the Atlas for a picture field. Day one, I've been hot, I don't get the chill. They know my paper high, so I fit the bill. Get it custom at the dealer, so I fit the wheel. I can hear the money talking like if it was Phil. Focus on communities I wish to build.
He keep going crazy.
Wait, game is crazy. On here too? The basketball player?
After that, he was going crazy
he
after
was
that.
Talking that.
I didn't
big
realize
money
you were talking
shit,
about that,
man.
Dame Dollar, nigga.
Dame Dollar, as in Damian Lillard.
They might as well put AI on here too then.
No, Jules can't even be on this joint. That's the AI rap name is Jules.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
you never heard 40 Bars?
Don't think so. And that's my favorite basketball player.
I actually have not.
I'm about to play the greatest thing you ever heard in life.
So wait. Damn. Like Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson rapping? Send that to my phone.
I didn't know he rapped.
I'm about to play the greatest.
I definitely knew he
rapped.
You know they all rap, but.
But I didn't know he
rapped. That's my baby, though.
You say his rap name is Jules?
You know what? I'm glad they didn't get LeBron and KD on this joint. Because them niggas ass.
Them niggas is the worst rappers.
Them niggas fucking suck.
They rap?
Some niggas fucking suck.
You ain't hear the KD and LeBron song?
No.
Oh.
I don't think I want to.
Oh, that, no.
Why the fuck is LeBron rapping? For what?
For what?
This is why in 2015, bro. What's his reason? Listen, that shit was ass, my nigga. That joint was ass.
And you know what? I probably blocked it out. Because I probably knew
about
this.
Damn, what's the...
No. Let me tell you about AI, right? Because AI... They wouldn't even let him put out his album. He had an album done. They wouldn't let him put out the album because they're like, no, you drunk. So I'm going to play you 40 bars.
He a Virginia-ass nigga.
Nigga, it was way like...
He is a Virginia-ass nigga.
Don't forget.
So it's like really out of pocket? Like, is he like dissing niggas?
What's the gateway?
Oh, he diss Hov?
What's the gateway from basketball to rapper?
No.
What's the gateway from basketball to rapper? Like, what
Drake said? I swear sports and music is so synonymous.
There, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but like
they got money, so it's like I might as well.
He been around.
Why do we go hand in hand for basketball players to start rapping?
Like rappers want to be basketball players, and basketball niggas think, all right, we could do the rap game too.
He basically broke down Drake
and they hang around a lot of rappers too, though, right? Because they hang around a lot of rappers as well.
But like a lot of ball niggas be like, you know, growing up from in them areas, they be around niggas. Like,
right. I need a baller ass nigga.
I got something to play for y'all.
Slash turned rapper.
He'll give you both.
Nigga, you know you like rappers. All rappers. You know you like rappers.
Stunt. Just shut the fuck up, please. Watch your head.
Saying, so what I'm saying is,
Jesus Christ,
them niggas gonna play basketball.
They might. I ain't mad at both. Niggas talented. You can do both.
This beat sound like he about to
choose time.
I love a rapping ass nigga.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules ain't slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated.
You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated. My slang banging, you need it. Man enough to pull a gun, be man enough to squeeze it. Damn, you don't believe it. Anything to do with millions, I'ma be with it. Hats off to the hardcore niggas, fuck the rest. But my guess, y'all right. Use
it. Here's why it was towards Hov. Because Jay-Z, he said the only thing we have more in common than balling and rhyming is more in Carmen. As in, he talking about he fucked AI's wife.
Wait, no, what?
Wow.
He said, me and the boy AI got more in common than just balling and rhyming. Guess what? That's more in Carmen. Mm-hmm. As in, he's talking about more in Carmen.
Damn.
But I thought that was a diss to Nas.
It was a double entendre.
Oh, okay.
That's why he said, I skeeted on your baby seat. Then that's the Nas part.
That's...
Oh, so he threw a little shot at AI, too.
Not skeeting on talk music. Music.
Never mistake me for a fake MC. You got the wrong idea. Nigga, I'm CT. Get murdered in a second and first degree. Come at me with faggot tendencies. You be sleeping with a maggots beat. Ain't nothing kind of used to beef, actually. But when it's on, I raise first automatically. Won't catch me as a victim in a rap casualty. Come on. Dynasty Raiders hit VA in the summertime. What? 10 Bentleys in one line. Gas in each hand, twin 4.5s in mine. Snipers hitting niggas long distance for a rape. Sons and daughters. One order, you be floating in water. Right. Bad news, home of the
all he was talking about was killing niggas, and they was like,
"That's it."
They're like, "We cannot."
You was talking about a lot of murder in that song. Bruh,
real shit.
All that nigga was talking about was killing niggas.
A lot of murder.
Oh man,
I don't like. I'm respecting his bars, but I just didn't like his flow on this beat.
Well, because he raps in a different pocket. He rapped like Silk the Shaka.
I was gonna say cannabis, but okay.
Nah, that flow ass.
Chris Brown dropped, didn't hear the album yet, so I can't review it.
Yeah, me neither.
Chris Brown.
He dropped an album?
Chris Brown's album is good.
That's what I was hearing. Like, album is good. I like that. Yeah, it was good.
So, Chris Brown's album is meant, so he has it split into 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. 11 a.m., first 11 songs, meant to be listened to during the day. The last 11 songs, supposed to be listened to at night.
Okay.
11-11.
Yeah. All right, I got him. I'm listening to it.
Okay, Kinky.
You know, I'm a Breezy fan.
Little Kinky.
Oh, he got stars all along the first 7 songs.
Yeah, it's
okay.
I heard one song, but like I didn't really hear it. I'm trying to think. Any other music? BJ Chicago Kid dropped the album.
I like BJ Chicago
and
Kid.
And I didn't get to listen to it, but I love BJ Chicago Kid.
Let me download that. I love BJ.
I know it's probably good.
We know you like BJ.
I like BJ.
You like giving them too, you know.
Hey,
what I'm
yo, sometimes. Off to the next one.
I'm just
He said, Cannon, we know you like BJ.
Anything else? I don't know how much you guys want to divulge into Keke Palmer.
I want to.
Come on. Go off.
Go ahead, shoot it.
First of all, these freaking niggas ain't shit. That's number one. We already knew that, though.
Why'd you whisper
Well,
that?
That's why I'm from the
she
suburbs.
She whispered, I already got kicked out of Atlanta.
That's why I'm, from the suburbs.
Suburban, nigga.
I'm a suburban dude.
He need pause put on his ass.
Huh?
He what?
He need pause put on him.
Oh, pause.
Oh, he need pause put on him.
Somebody need to whoop his fucking ass.
Okay.
Did you see the, what is it? Video stills, I guess?
Yeah, the screenshot to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
He need his ass beat.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of like he was basically stalking her and like doing a lot of shit. And it's like, bro, you acting out of character in a way that you shouldn't be acting out of character. Then I saw what his brother tweeted, and then like I didn't know if his brother tweeted was kind of vague, and some people were like, yeah, he's talking about Keke Palmer, but I was like, it could be talking about his brother, so I didn't know which way it was going.
Mm-hmm.
In that way, it was a lot of stuff that I'm like. I'm not going to speak on awake. I don't know what the fuck is going on. You got to see more to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've seen, I was like, can't be doing that to your girl or your ex and whatever.
Girl, ex, but this is also the mother of your child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, regardless on like whose side you want to be on or anything like that, what's the situation? When it comes to the mother of your child and like abuse, right?
Shouldn't hit no
women. I'm the type of niggas like, listen, I don't play that. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool.
We got
you
so serious.
I was like,
it's crazy how our tone just switched to like so serious.
So serious. Because sometimes niggas think we play too much, okay? But you know what I'm saying? This type of situation, you can't do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, whatever. Embarrassed you in front of like millions, it don't matter. This is
the, man, the mother. I don't give a fuck.
If this
I
is just, the mother of your child. You don't.
That nigga
you
is insecure.
You don't do this type of behavior.
That's crazy because your brother's on insecure.
Exactly.
You know it's deja vu.
And his brother was abusive apparently. Mm-hmm. So according to Kiki's mom, his brother is abusive as well.
So it's just on the bloodline. Then.
Yep.
It's a bloodline thing.
Yeah, you know, I actually seen a post. My man's reposted a video on Instagram. And he said, damn, yo, like, back in the day how I grew up, I thought it was illegal to hit women. And I was just like.
It's supposed to be.
It's not illegal to hit women.
It should be. It's supposed
but
to be.
But it should be illegal it's to hit anybody. To it's actually illegal to hit all people, but.
Yes, it's very true. That's true.
Unless it's
I not allowed to just put your hands on anybody. At one point, I thought I was like, if I ever, like, even smack the woman by accident, I felt like I would go to jail.
I have a story about that, but we don't have to.
What?
I was in seventh grade. Listen, I was a minor. Leave me alone.
Do not snitch on yourself. It's okay. You can tell us off the pod.
That's what I said.
Seventh grade ass shit.
I'm set in seventh grade. I'll tell off the pod what happened.
It'd be like, is Harley here?
It's a funny.
You're under arrest.
Right.
I think it's best if you feel like you about to hit your girl, leave.
Yeah, leave. Come, you know, blow some steam off. Go to the gym. Do some push-ups.
Man,
you
punch the wall.
Join a fight club.
Punch the wall.
Real shit.
You know what? No. Sidebar.
Rat, you or wall?
Somebody got to fix it and pay for that.
Yeah, they'll fix it later.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? You know what the thing about? You know when every time you watch a TV show and the niggas be knocking on the shit on the floor, I be in my head like, you don't have to clean this up. Like,
right.
You know you made it way worse.
Shit is dumb.
Niggas throwing shit, throwing vases and shit.
So God damn it, bitch, dude.
Say
that was $2,000.
Because at Fight Club,
there ain't no way niggas is that mad.
Did y'all see the people at the daycare that got arrested because they made the kids in Fight Club?
Wasn't that like a couple months ago?
Yo,
like,
yo,
this
yo,
was, this is not
yo.
Recent.
No, it was recent. They had the kids in the Fight Club in the daycare. And you know what the craziest part about all this is? It's not that the kids is fighting in the Fight Club. It's that the kids broke the rule of Fight Club.
Oh, they told everybody.
Why the fuck did you tell? The first rule of a Fight Club is not to tell.
First of all, I'm not gonna lie. If I'm four years old.
Shut up, yo.
No, but he's right. He right
they
though.
They broke the first rule of Fight Club.
They did break the rule.
He right though. He right because my first fight ever was in preschool.
Harley wasn't here.
You was in a Fight Club when you was five?
That young?
Why y'all?
That's why you was drop kicking niggas.
He was in a Fight Club.
I was definitely in a Fight Club in preschool.
That's what started it.
Because they jumped me after I beat his nigga ass too. Because, you know, I want to tell this real quick story. Because I remember him. I remember his name. So there was a bully.
His name was Khalid. It was you.
It was your fucking
again? Sean Levi, like, again? You do.
If I got a drop kick back in the day and like I realized it was you, you my mans now. But like,
yo.
I'm like, bro, we got a slap box.
I'm
saying,
no, listen. I'll throw you the one. That's fair.
No, that's true. I deserve to just hit you.
That too. No.
It's a simple slap box.
He's a simple slap box.
He's like, no. Because once we start fighting, this nigga might go use the legs again. I was like, wasn't prepared for that one.
Said I got like, educated feet. But
I'm like, nah, prepare for this, nigga. You throw a leg.
You throw a leg.
Boom.
You throw a leg. I'm like, ah.
Said, gotcha, bitch.
He's like, I shot a nigga in the leg. Like, look. We was having a fight. This nigga started doing karate and shit. I was like, this nigga's a ninja.
Oh my God. Probably not fighting fair.
What you mean? Ain't no fair in fight.
You ain't fighting fair. You karate chopping.
Nah, listen. Niggas that use legs when they fight, yo.
That's crazy.
I seen the nigga get kicked a lot in one fight.
Remember when I fought a boy in seventh grade behind Bull Hill?
You was fighting?
Yeah.
Who?
Alonzo.
Yeah, I forgot you fought.
You sound like a goofy nigga.
So I fought Alonzo in seventh grade, and like I was in eighth grade. I dropped him, and he got up, and then he tried to use his legs. And I was like, no, I might fight no more, bro. You got it.
This nigga's like,
he's not about to kick me in my face.
He said, cash out.
What?
I'm gonna be honest.
I'm cool.
One thing you're not gonna do is kick me in my face.
Yeah, that's dead.
And the thing is, like, here's what I say about niggas getting kicked in their face, right, during the fight.
I'm just gonna take the L. You're not gonna kick me. It's embarrassing.
To be honest with you,
it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
I'm gonna end the fight because you're not gonna embarrass me that bad.
But you just gonna walk away and say you got it.
You should be. Yeah. You should be embarrassed.
Just walk
though.
Away. You got it.
You should be embarrassed because you saw me load up my leg.
Exactly.
You watched me
load
was out here.
Load up my leg.
Listen, because if I'm out here like I'm getting positioned,
you winding it up. You gotta wind your leg up to get ready to use all of the power to.
How do you think?
I mean, that's crazy.
You think I'm gonna sit here and jab you with my foot? That's impossible. I have a long ass leg, so it's gotta travel all the way up here to get to your face.
Not experience. It's like good. As an experienced fighter can just do it without blowing their leg up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if I'm in the UFC, you're not gonna see it coming.
Boom,
nigga. If I'm in a street fight and I know I can really kick you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
And you watch me kick you.
I'm gonna be honest with
you. If you do like a scissor cross, I'm like, and go like that shit.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real with you.
Using your legs.
If a nigga ever kicked me in the face, and I'm embarrassed like that, and niggas saw me get kicked in the face,
you gonna have to shoot the whole club up.
I'm not sure. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna make sure you get shot in front of somebody. I'm like, they're gonna bring it down. I'm like, yes, I did. Yeah, why you doing?
Get shot. You gonna get shot in front of somebody?
What?
You gonna get embarrassed. Embarrassed the dead.
You gonna get the person shot in front of somebody.
I'm gonna shoot through the shooting.
He said, I'm gonna do the shooting.
Brandon gonna bring a gun to school.
No! You gonna turn into a school shooter?
Bro, relax, bro.
You gonna turn into a school shooter because somebody kicked you in the face?
Yep.
That's nuts.
Especially if it's in front of people.
You're not even going
to run. You kick me in the face in front of the bitches? Oh,
in front of the bitches.
Not in front of the bitches. Not turning into a school shooter.
You're not even
going to
rumble him again.
Right. He said, I'm bringing a gun in this bitch. I'm tired.
Nigga, he already proved that he was the elite fighter once he kicked me in the face.
Pulling up with a gun is crazy.
I can't get a get back. The get back, I got to one up him. Once he pulls like a bow.
Pulling up with a gun is crazy.
Shooting your shit out my face.
Nigga, just work out, practice blocking kicks.
Nigga,
I'm on
shoot
you next
that,
week.
No, shoot
you
that
coming
nigga in the
back
knee.
With a gun?
Shoot that nigga in the knee so he never use that shit again.
Just take my legs out.
I'll let shoot him in both knees.
Treat that nigga like they did my man Kali Oubre. You gotta hit that nigga with a car. They knew his legs again.
Oh, come on.
You gonna
come
paralyze
on, bro.
Him.
Come on.
He's trying to paralyze niggas.
Damn, nigga.
Come you on, dog. I love Kelly too.
I know. Yeah.
Wait, that's, nigga, that's why I said my nigga.
This
nigga's
shout
crazy.
Out, shout out, Kelly, dog. So whoever did that shit, you know what? I'm gonna come for your head with my
bitch
feet, bro.
Ass nigga. Whoever
you definitely
a
bitch ass nigga.
Ass.
I'm
curious.
I'm
nigga say you fucked up my parlay. Get by a car.
Nigga really fucked up the nigga parlay, so he hit him with a car. That's crazy.
Nigga, like,
well, now
he's
not
like,
gonna be on the ticket.
I'm about to say, like, I recognize
Darius,
that. Bro,
if you
anywhere.
Really did this shit, bro, I know where you live. I fuck you up, Darius.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah, Darius.
But back to my preschool fight, right? This nigga Duke.
It's crazy because now it's another nigga named Darius. Because Kiki Palmer nigga named Darius. This nigga Darius and Kelly Oubre.
Watch them Darius.
Always a nigga named Darius.
Watch them Darius ass niggas, bro.
Darius.
Them keep Darius niggas.
Them. They devious.
They be up to no good.
I'm up to no good. For real. And he light skin.
Are they both light skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not too much.
He said not too much.
Oh, fuck.
Jerry the Bento was like, hey.
You're not a Darius. It's a little close.
Yo, the
but...
crazy part, they got the same like curly hair shit.
Oh, nah, bro.
Damn.
Nah,
oh,
bro.
Gosh. I'm not going to hold you. I feel like this has been a great podcast today. I don't know if you have any more to go to.
Nah, man. We good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, get well soon, Kelly Oubre, though, for real.
Yeah,
I mean,
nigga,
go
them
Sixers.
Niggas need you, bro.
Yeah, we covered everything.
And Kelly, you been having some good ass numbers, bro.
We covered everything except for that.
Y'all out of pocket.
That Miss Mandingo thing that we're not gonna talk about.
Y'all ain't shit.
That shit was just funny. I was like, why you say that? But
yeah, that was hilarious.
It was hilarious. Huh? you
not
missed,
your funny.
You missed
jokes.
The dick not dicking part again, but.
Oh God.
Oh, I ain't tell you what he said. Oh,
nah, you don't gotta say it again.
We'll see it. We'll see it all here.
Oh God.
It was really, really comme si comme ça. I can say
comme
that.
Comme si comme ça.
Yeah, gay.
Gay. It's really
for
gay.
For people that don't know Haitian or whatever, Creole, gay.
It's definitely French, but yeah. Gay.
Oh. I don't speak French, but.
Oh, tu voulais parler en français?
You don't speak French?
No, I was supposed to ask him, like, do you want to speak French?
No.
Okay.
Clearly, that's a no. He's too Jamaican. He's too patois for me.
You know, Jamaicans and Haitians really do hate each other. You sitting there every day like, all right.
You know what? You two can unite the two nations.
It will never happen.
Y'all can work on it.
It can't. It's too.
Y'all can be the sacrifice to unite Jamaican.
I will not
oh,
say.
Oh, you know, y'all saw that Lori Harvey broke up with what's it called, right?
Damson.
Damson, the contract ended.
Damn, the contract ended?
Yep, contract
ended. Yeah, the contract ended, yeah.
Who was it? Like, 2 year contract?
A year?
No, she'll do
365 days. Maybe she can give you a few extra days to make the breakup.
I feel like it was about 18 months, if you ask me.
I mean, I don't know. When did Snowfall come out? Because it's the same Snowfall. Time as the last season.
Snowfall.
Like the last season.
I think it was mid last season.
It was
February. February last year.
It was around this time last year.
Okay, so the beginning, right before the season started, when they started doing promotions, they were like,
because it ended in March, so like it started like around this time last year.
Okay, yeah. So I thought it was over, you know. So you know.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh well.
They said that Common is really the real Lori Harvey though. Before she was Lori,
my nigga Common seen it.
What? I seen it.
I seen it.
I looked at the resume. I was like, Common.
Common got hit list, the greatest rapper of all time.
I didn't even know.
And they all talented. He don't got no non-talented women.
He should add me on it. I'm talented.
You got Erykah Badu.
I'm talented.
I'm talented. We know. You be serving talents. BJs. We
he
know.
Got Erykah Badu.
She said I be
Jill
sucking.
Of all trades.
He got Serena Williams. Remember he did Drake over Serena Williams.
Real don't shit. Forget Canada Dry shit.
That was over Serena Williams.
Yeah, yes. He said, "Nigga, you Canada Dry."
Yes. Never forget Canada Dry
I thought he just thought that he was a bitch. I didn't know
it was about Serena Williams. So you Canada Dry.
Drake decided to diss Serena husband.
Yep.
Yeah,
Serena, your husband is a groupie,
and that was so random. I had to be a groupie.
Like
they
married.
Like shit. Of course, I'm gonna be my wife's groupie.
I'm her number one fan.
Oh shit, dog! She out here slamming shit.
I'm coming at every swinging. Damn game.
Yeah,
and we got a child together.
You feel me?
Damn,
you just mad that your baby mom don't look like this.
And he can't be mad that like you know that she with a white man because Drake is also. A white man.
Caucasian.
Half white.
So was his son.
African.
He's Jewish.
His son's super white.
Not about to come out the children.
Sir.
But
well, no,
don't
I'm
talk
just saying,
to
like,
my back, man back, like that.
No, back to Nikki Hilton.
My man.
Nikki Hilton.
My man.
All right, guys. This has been episode 160 of the greatest podcast of all time. That is absolutely about nothing. Follow me at I'm at IMST. I had a Sean head for a second.
What is your name?
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Oh nah. What's your name?
This nigga keep doing these fucking body rolls, dog.
Sean, do it again. Sean, do it again. Do it, Sean. Sean, do it.
Stop
Sean, do it.
Sean, do it.
Sean, do it.
These niggas is crazy.
He said niggas.
leave.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Oh my God. Alright guys, yes. Follow me at IMSTUNT. Follow us at yup_anotherpod. Sean, come on.
My Twitter or my Instagram? Because now
both
I'm confused.
Now, nigga.
My Twitter is Sean D Don with two E's. My Instagram is Young Cotton Mouth, no O.
Just we gonna saying. Get her shit back. We're working on it.
We are working on it.
And then to make it better, somebody tried to make a fake page and a new page I just made.
With like, an extra H.
It was like a bot type of situation. Like, you know how you go on somebody's page and it's plus no comments, shit, it's no like captions. It was like that. They just screenshot like our video clip. Yeah. They just screenshot.
I like all y'all posts is posted. I post.
I'm like, only links. I only got 6 posts on my new page. How you gonna try to steal it from me? You can't win.
Luckily, some of them are videos, so like it helps out.
That account was boneless as hell. It was like it had no
boneless.
It had no energy behind it. Like it was so.
Wait, did it have links?
It had nothing. It was boneless. It had nothing. It was my name was spelled
boneless.
Wrong.
Boneless is hilarious.
Boneless. It was crazy. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yo,
Harley.
Boneless is crazy.
It was boneless, y'all.
That's not funny shit you said.
It was boneless.
You can follow me on IG and TikTok at HarleyNoDavidson_. Follow my my burner page on TikTok. The People's Elbow 765.
My burner page.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm gonna get my Twitter popping again. Follow me at Heartstar_LaRox with a Z. King Kasu in the building.
Yeah. Leaf. Instagram Chief_Leaf. TikTok. It's like Kalalia.
It's a like. That's Kalalia. He said it's like Kalalia.
It's like Kalalia, something like that. I ain't changed
Let's
it yet.
Go. I'm gonna change it back soon, yet. Though.
Can you spell that? Because I don't understand.
Nigga, he don't know how it's spelled.
What are you making? It smells good.
It's K-H-A-L-E.
Somebody at the front,
though. He don't know how to spell the same way that Bree don't know how to spell Leaf name.
That's funny.
Hold on.
Ooh.
All right, hold on. We're about to finish. All right. So you, all right. Yeah. All right, guys. This has been episode 160 of the Greatest Podcast. All Time's Absolutely About Nothing. This is Yup Another Podcast. And always remember, you can do what you want. And Sean,
make sure y'all have some sex and give some booty hit.
Before 40. All right.
Before
40.
Before 40.
Boy, if you don't get ass. Eating his ass. Eating his ass. Eating his ass.